When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Radio for the masses.
Headline edition, July 8, 1947. The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
If the game is rigged, change the game.
Game changer.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
This is Fade to Black with your host, Jimmy Church, on the Game Changer Radio Network.
All right. Good evening, Fade to Black. Bespoke Radio for the masses. Yeah, man. How you doing? Today is March 27th, 2023, and my guest tonight is me. That's right. Tonight, we are going to discuss the meaning of life. And I'm going to pop up the chat, and I'm going to have that in front of me tonight. And I'm going to be very interested in your comments. And if you want me to respond to something, put it in all caps. The meaning of life. All right. We've all thought about it. The meaning of life, or, you know, the answer to the question, what is the meaning of life? Some say it's coffee. I might tend to agree with that. Specifically, Rivermoon coffee, Fade to Black blend. But the meaning of life, it's been asked for centuries, if not millennia. It is the big one, isn't it? So many philosophers, we're going to get into this, theology, diplomats, scientists, you know, they're all going to give you their version of it. I'm going to give you mine, so don't you worry. But I'm also going to give you my roadmap as well. And leading up to all of this, when we think about the meaning of life, we sit back and we contemplate. We think about that, right? And my answer, which will be a little bit later, because I'm going to set all of this up, of course, I think it's going to surprise you. In all of my research, and I've been trying to chase the meaning of life for a long time, in all of my research, you get these massive, complicated statements about it, and they're gnarly. Man, something just like flew in my eye right there. That's because they don't want me to disclose to you the meaning of life. But we're going to get there tonight. So let's get started, because I have, I've stated many times on this show, right, that you know, we have those three basic questions that have been asked since the dawn of man, right? Why are we here, right? What happens after we die? Are we alone in the universe? And there's probably a fourth, right? What is the meaning of life? What is it? What's the meaning of life, right? What is life all about? What is the purpose of existence? Why are we here? What is the meaning of life? And not only have there been so many answers, and they're so varied, and I'm going to go through a long list of stuff tonight to make us all think. To make us all think. But the answers have been from so many different individuals. You have the ancient Greek philosophers. You even had the ancient Egyptians chiming in on this. And of course, throughout Asia and you know, Persia, certainly here in North America, Central America, South America. And you've got a whole variety of philosophical. We're going to get into that. But scientific. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that, too. Talk me some Dawkins tonight. Man, I would love to sit down and have a chat with Richard Dawkins one day and open his eyes. But you have the theological side of it, right? Are the Ten Commandments the meaning to life? No, not even close. Not even close. And you have the metaphysical side. And you have all of that speculation that you can handle. Right? And then there is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That's right. I'm not going to talk about Monty Python tonight and their great film, The Meaning of Life. I'm going to leave that one alone, but I am going to talk about 42. 42. And when that came up, way before the movie, I'm talking about the book and I'm reading the book. Friend of mine, Sean Matros. Sean, if you ever listen to one of these shows, you've got to reach out to me. Sean Matros. And it was in 10th grade, so I'm a sophomore, I'm in high school, and we took journalism together. Yeah, I took journalism, and I wrote for the school paper. I had a music column. And Sean, one day, kind of looking over his shoulder, and he's very focused on this book. I said, man, you know, what you got there? Oh, it's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, man, by Doug Adams. Just the title. I'm like, I'm in. He closes the book. He's like, I've read it 10 times, man. Here you go. And he hands it to me. And I, so, you know, and I'm going through it, and I get to 42, and that caught my attention. 42 is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. And I'm reading the line in the book. I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm going to get the secret to life in a Doug Adams book, right? It was computed, the number 42, by deep thought. According to Doug Adams, the second greatest computer ever. The descendants of Deep Thought's creators are upset by the numeric nature of the answer in the book and not understanding what to do with it or what to tell the people who are waiting, right? There's hundreds of thousands of people gathered for this answer, and they get 42. Everybody's perplexed. Everybody doesn't know what's really going on. And not understanding what to do with it, the people had commissioned, if you read the book, the 7.5 million year project that it took to compute the number 42. And everybody's waiting, and you get it. And me reading the book, that's what I got to as well. the number 42. And a lot has been put into this over the years, the number 42. You know, did Doug just pull that number out of the air? Was there something more meaningful to it? I don't know if we'll ever know. But when asked to answer the ultimate question, Deep Thought admits in the book that it is not capable of computing that itself, but that it can help to design an even more powerful computer, which can. This new computer will incorporate living beings into the computational matrix and will run for 10 million years. It is planet Earth. The number 42. The number 42. And did you ever come to a conclusion? Did you think about that enough? The number 42. Did you put something into it? Was Doug just playing with this? Right? You put something like that in a book. It's the meaning of life, the ultimate answer to everything and life, right? And you put that in the book and then you throw out number 42. Is he just giggling in the background? Ha ha ha. This is going to mess with everybody. Let's see what they come up with. You know, that may be it. But it also started the conversation. And myself and my friends, we would sit around and talk about the number 42 and the meaning of life and throw in a little Monty Python to boot, because we all wonder about it. So the meaning of life can come from a lot of different directions. From philosophical and religious thoughts, you've got, which gets so complex. If we really get into the philosophical, which we will, and the religious side, and I'm going to get into that just a little bit tonight, because it does apply, and certainly God applies to this and the meaning of life. Is God the meaning of life? And the Bible specifically talks about that, and we'll jump into that just a little bit. But the scientific side of it, I've always found really interesting to myself. And if you are a religious leader, if you are a philosopher, if you are a scientist, you need followers. You can be the greatest scientist in the world, but if nobody's paying any attention to you, what does it matter? Is that the meaning of life, right? Getting attention, is that the meaning of life? We'll get into that too as well. But if you're a scientist and you've got the most fantastic ideas and theories and maybe algorithms and maybe chemistry answers and nobody's paying attention to you, well, you need followers. And so the scientific side of it is just as important as the philosophical and religious, because if you are a philosopher and you don't have followers, nobody's going to hear what you have to say. Right? Nobody's going to pay attention. And if you keep it simple, you lose their interest. You've got to dangle a carrot out there. You've got to keep the carrot out there, and the carrot's just got to be a little bit farther and a little bit farther. That's why the most difficult question in the world, which is what is the meaning of life, has to be complex. It can't be simple. It can't be one word. Or can it? No, it can't. You've got to have some deep, philosophical, multifaceted, just complex list of things, and everyone has a subcategory and a subcategory, and then you have to sit and discuss this forever with your followers, and they never get the answer. That's what they want. If they just gave you a one word, well, the meaning of life is 42, then that's it. Your philosophy sessions are over, aren't they? It's the same thing with religion. You've got to keep the carrot dangling out there. You've got to keep it complex. You've got to have one more challenge and one more challenge. And under those challenges, those sub-challenges, and you've got to meet all of this criteria to get to a meaningful life. It's the same thing with science. Scientific theories about existence usually focus on absolute facts of the universe. That's right. The chemistry about how life is. Right? And that's what science is. They just want it black and white. Science and the big brain types that are out there, Richard Dawkins, you know, the big brain types that are out there usually say that they have the answers for the pursuit of well-being and morality, that it's all numbers-based and it's all chemistry-based and that's it and there's nothing else there. And if you adhere to the scientific method, you will get the answer to the meaning of life. Yeah. Think about it. I've got examples. You have social status. Is social status the meaning of life? This is something I'm going to talk about a lot tonight. Is social status the meaning of life? Yeah. The meaning of life is a four-car garage and a swimming pool in the backyard. Do you know how much of this planet bases the meaning of life around that? Where you are taught from a very young age, and it's drilled into you from your parents, right? You've got to go to school. You've got to get good grades, and then you will advance. That's not enough, right? So then you get into junior high school, and you get better grades, and your goal is to get into college and to get better grades and get a great education. Because after you graduate, oh, it's not over. Then you get a job, and then you go to work. Then you get promotions, and then you will get out of your rented apartment, and you will buy your first house, right? Your one-bedroom house with no garage. But you work hard, because the meaning of life is to get to a two-bedroom house. And you get to the two-bedroom house, and you get the promotion. That's not enough. That's not the meaning of life. The meaning of life is a four-car garage and a swimming pool. You know, 3.5 kids, a great IRA and retirement fund. And then you grow up, and you go through all of that mess, and you work your butt off, and you're not thinking about anything else but that four-bedroom four-car garage, swimming pool, tennis court, country club. And when you get there, you're going to have the answers to the meaning of life. You're going to get the house. You're going to retire. And you're going to stand around in the twilight of your years and go, what's the answer? I thought once I got here, I would have the meaning of life. This is all that life is about, is just to get to this point and then it's just over. You missed it. The social status side of this is something that is ingrained from birth, and you get it from TV commercials, right? And you want to wear the clothes that everybody else is wearing in school. You want to have the same backpack and the same pair of Air Jordans. You know, you just want that social status. So you want to be accepted. You want to be in groups. That is the meaning of life. And you go through that. Once you are fixated and you are taught this, not only from the educational system and from your parents, but because it is so ingrained and you're so focused on it, that if somebody else suggests something to you that the meaning of life is this, it absolutely cements your philosophy. It cements what you were taught. No. And it makes your worldview more narrow and stronger. You are just focused on a new handbag. You're just focused on a new car. You're just focused on a promotion in that four-car garage with a swimming pool in the back. Social status, social media, right? Think about right now in China, the meaning of life is to get a good grade on your cell phone so you can get into better restaurants, maybe even get a ride on the train home after work. All of those things, that is social status. And for so many today, we're talking about 1 billion people in China. Social status is the meaning of life. Yeah, it's crazy. Then we have consciousness. That comes into play a lot. And yeah, this is a big subject. There's no doubt about that. But understanding consciousness is not the meaning of life. No. No, it is not. When I do the big reveal in a little bit, you'll agree with me. Now, consciousness, great question. It's a great question. And I try to ask every single guest, what is consciousness? And there are lots of fundamental questions, very basic questions that we need the answers to. And certainly consciousness is right there. But understanding consciousness and somebody like, I'll say it, I'll just go right there. The Dalai Lama discussing consciousness with you and what that is and morals, is that the meaning of life? No, it's not. It's not even close, actually. Happiness. One word, too. One word. Is happiness the meaning of life? Happiness is the classic square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square thing when it comes to the meaning of life. So let me explain. Happiness comes from understanding what the meaning of life is. It's not the other way around, right? Well, sort of. It's complex. Happiness is a complex situation when we discuss the meaning of life, all right? What makes you happy? Is that the meaning of life? Maybe, but it depends on what your answer is. Because I'm going to tell you what the meaning of life is. And when I tell you, you can go back and go, oh, happiness. So that's what he was talking about, the square, rectangle, square. Oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So happiness is not the meaning of life. Bliss is not the meaning of life. I've come close to saying that many, 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 many times. Find your bliss, you're happy, right? And the reason for that is so many of you keep that bliss bottled up. You've put that thing, whatever that bliss is, that thing that'll make you happy, and it's difficult. Maybe it's even embarrassing to you. You put it in a box, you put it on the shelf, and it just sits there and it simmers. And you look at that box and you're like, man, one day I'm going to do that. One day. And you wait for the break, you wait for the timing of it, and it just sits there on the shelf and years go by. You don't want to be that guy standing in your driveway, that girl standing in your driveway, again, at your twilight years, and walk through your big house, you know, and your happiness, and you look up on the shelf and see that box sitting there, and you're like, man, I should have did that. I don't have the time to do it now. Oh, man. You don't want to be that person. So always pursue happiness. Always pursue your bliss. It doesn't matter what it is. The frustration that so many of us go through of raising kids, right? Going to school, having a job, doing your thing, hanging out with friends and everything. And it's life is tough.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We all get that. It's not easy. It's simply not. But if you are frustrated and you feel that emptiness because you know what that bliss is, until you go and open up that box and take a run at the bliss, you'll never be happy. You won't. You will always, and I feel for people that are frustrated at life, whatever it is, it just doesn't matter. You may love your job, but you're not, if you haven't found your bliss, you don't love life, right? So for those out there that just don't do it, I know what it feels like inside. I've chased my bliss. I found my bliss today. I'm a happy guy. I'm happy. Find your bliss. But bliss is not the meaning of life. Coffee might be, though. Coffee might be the meaning of life. One step above Mexican Coke. But it depends on your answer with happiness and bliss. Depends on what your answer is. All right? I'll explain in a little bit. But there's other issues involved. You have when complex things that start to pop up, like ontology, and which if you read the ontology creed, right? What is ontology? And you jump into that a little bit, like I have. Ontology, just overall is the science of being. Of being, B-E-I-N-G, the science of being. And at first it sounds pretty good, pretty credible. But ontology itself, once you jump into it, is extremely complex. And I would say, I don't want any ontologists out there. I'm not here to offend anybody. You do your own thing, but it's pretty self-centered. And I don't think that there's a whole lot of focus on others as well, which when I get to my meaning of life, ontology is right out. It's done. It's over. It's off. Purpose. This is a strong one. Strong one. Kind of like bliss. It's got a little happiness sprinkled on top of it. And purpose for many, and I am talking about philosophers, even scientists, in some cases religion, for many, purpose, to have a purpose, the meaning of life is to have a reason or purpose in life. But that's not the meaning of life, right? You can, you want to cure cancer in children, right? And that's your life. And you spend your life doing a fantastic, great purpose, great reason to be on this planet. It's not the meaning to life, though. It's not even close, right? If your purpose in life that makes you happy is, and I love this, is making shoes, really nice shoes, really comfortable shoes, bespoke shoes, custom-made shoes, shoes that make people smile. They put them on, they're like, man, I have never had happy feet. I am never taking these shoes off. Thank you. That's great. That's fantastic. That's awesome. It's not the meaning of life, though. It's not even close. And to have purpose be your answer, whether you're a philosopher, you're a scientist, whatever it is, right? Theologian. If you use purpose, and so many do, you are jumping into so many complex situations that you're going to lay this out for everybody. And, you know, there's going to be a test later on purpose. So this is what, and they've got to keep coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. and feeding the philosopher's ego, feeding the scientist's ego, feeding some religious scholar's ego, feeding the Bible's ego, right? The purpose. No, it's not. Have a purpose. I do. I think I do. My purpose is to be loud and obnoxious and make people think. That's my purpose. That's my job, right? It's a reason for being. But it's not the meaning of life. Paul Wong. Paul Wong is a, I don't know exactly what he is. He's like a psychologist. He's a Canadian psychologist, Asian. And Paul Wong defines personal meaning as the cognizance of order, coherence, and purpose in one's existence. The pursuit and attainment of worthwhile goals, right? Purpose, right? An accompanying sense of fulfillment that you get from having a purpose and a reason, right? And he has got, it's just like, what a load of crap. You know, he's just trying to sound smart. Paul Wong is wrong. I said it. He's simply wrong. In 2016, Martell and Steger defined meaning as coherence, the meaning of life, right? So they say, well, the meaning part of the meaning of life is coherence, its purpose and significance. Again, it's just two people trying to sound smart. It's two people that may be smart, but are trying to sound smart. And it's not a good look. It's not. That is not the meaning of life. So check this out. Wong has a four-component solution to the meaning of life: purpose, understanding, responsibility, and enjoyment. Wong's four-point system, guaranteed or your money back, is this. One, you need to choose a worthy purpose or significant life goal. Number two, you need to have sufficient understanding of who you are, of what life demands of you, and how you can play a significant role in life. Three. You and you alone are responsible for deciding what kind of life you want to live and what constitutes a significant and worthwhile life goal. Four. You will enjoy a deep sense of significance and satisfaction only when you have exercised your responsibility for self-determination and actively pursue a worthy life goal. He's wrong. That is not the meaning of life. It's a little taste of ontology. It's a little taste of the scientific method. And again, it's a way to sound smart. And the more complex you make it, this is the way that a doctor will think, a philosopher will think, a scientist will think, a religious leader will think. The more complex you make it, the smarter I am. I'm going to make this complex. I'm just going to give a little, you know. And you go through this list, what do you get out of any of that? Do you feel happiness in that list? No, you don't. It is truly not the meaning of life. And Paul Wong, smart guy, but he's trying to sound smart. He's trying to sound significant. You know, the more that you get people to think, right, you throw them off the scent, you can make it really simple you could probably just say one word and the discussion is over. We have ethics that come into the meaning of life. And again, it's such a philosophical situation, and it's certainly religious because we have ethics like good and evil, right? Good and evil. And get to, you know, don't be evil, be good. That is the meaning of life. That's it. It's polarities. It's ones and zeros. It's opposites, right? You can't go there. You can only go here. And that is the meaning of life. And it's not. It's not even close. And in the end, does it even matter? You know, so you get to those twilight years and you've been a good person your whole life. Are you going to step back and go, is that it? Is that the answer I was seeking? Is that the meaning of life? Kind of feel kind of empty right now. And it's the same thing with evil. Man, be the most evilest evil.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Is that the meaning of life? Sometimes it feels that way because there's so much badness in the world, right? But I think even somebody like Vladimir Putin or Kim Fatty Fat, they want the meaning of life too. They really do. And when I get to what the meaning of life is, I think you'll agree. Free will. Making your own decisions. Again, almost an existential thought here. I'm going to get to that too as well. Free will. Making your own decisions. That's the meaning of life. Being a free person. Being free to make your own decisions. Not to have the man guide you. Right? It's almost Nietzsche. It's Nietzscheist. Right? Making your own decisions. Is that the meaning of life? It simply isn't. It isn't. You can make your own decisions your whole life and not even be close to having the answer to the meaning of life. Be your own man. Be your own person. Right? Cut the umbilical cord. Do your own thing. Yeah. But it's not the meaning of life. It's not. There are so many different organizations and groups out there that base their thought process on making your own decisions, and that is the meaning of life, and that is the road to happiness and everything else. No, it's simply not. Free will is not. You want to have free will. You want to be a good person. Sure, you want to have good moral character. All of this stuff is awesome. Certainly, but that's what you should do anyway. That's not the meaning of life. You should do those things. The Ten Commandments of the Bible. I love them. That's a good set of rules. You should be doing that. But do you want a cookie? Do you want some kind of gift? Right? You want a cake for just doing the right thing, right? For being good? There's supposed to be some kind of reward at the end of the game? No, that's just a list of stuff that's the right thing to do. There shouldn't be anything tied to that. You get to go to the good place. What do you mean? Should be going there anyway. I'm going to do this stuff anyway. What are you talking about? In 2014, the British National Health Service began recommending a five-step plan for well-being based on meaningful lives, the meaning of life. That's right. And those five steps are this. One, connect with community and family. Two, physical exercise. Three, lifelong learning. Four, giving to others. Five, mindfulness of the world around you. That's 2014. That's recent history. That is the British National Health Service. The meaning of life. I should almost read all five of those again, shouldn't I? The meaning of life. That's not the meaning of life. That's just stuff you're supposed to do. That's it. It's just stuff you're supposed to do. Now, if we start to break this down even further with the different groups out there, I'm not getting into Socrates and Aristotle and Greek philosophy. I'm not going to get into Egyptian philosophy and world philosophy. I'm not going to get into any of that. That's for another show. But I'll say this. When it comes to some of the philosophical side of things, I think it's all in general terms. But if you go and you read through complex roadmaps from the ancient philosophers on the meaning of life, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. I got to do all of this. I got to think about this. I need to discuss this. It'll take up my entire life before I take a step forward. I've got to go through all of, I got to discuss this. You're going to teach me all of this. And for what in the end? My life will be over by the time I get through that list. It's crazy. But check this out. Legalism. Legalism. It's a thing. Legalism. The legalists believe that finding the purpose of life was a meaningless effort. That's right. Look it up. Oh, man, Fade to Black will never be heard in China after tonight's show. To the legalists, there's reasons for that. Look it up. To the legalists, only practical knowledge is valuable. Everything else doesn't matter. Your dog, your relationship with your dog is meaningless. Your children, relationships, spirituality, anything that makes you happy is meaningless to legalists. Yeah. Yeah. So that's their meaning of life. Confucianism. Confucius says, quote, we can realize the ultimate meaning of life in ordinary human existence, end quote. That's it. That's it. Nothing special. Nothing special. And it's crazy when you jump into it. Now, I get that there are other views and other takes on this, but I am telling you right now, Confucianist scholar Tu Wang Ming wrote in his book, quote, we can realize the ultimate meaning of life in ordinary human existence, end quote. That is cold. That is cold. And is that the meaning of life? Truly, it is not. You know, but as long as, you know, especially, you know, if you're legalist, Confucianism. Keep it complex like that. Like, totally confuse everybody. You got to keep them coming back. You got to dangle that carrot. How about embodied cognition? Embodied cognition uses the neurological basis of emotion, of speech, and cognition, the brain, to understand nature of thought. You see, that belief system of the scientist is that once we understand the brain, a sound personal assessment as to the meaning of one's life should be straightforward. It's just ones and zeros, man. It's just math. It's just chemistry. That's it. So once we understand the brain, once we understand how the brain works, how it connects, how it does its job, we will have the meaning of life. That's right. That's Richard Dawkins. That's what he thinks. That's what he believes. Well, I don't know if it's what he believes, but it's what he says. And you got to dangle a carrot out there. He's got, back to my point, he's got a lot of followers. I'm not talking about him specifically, but everybody around him that has this thought process. He's not the only leader that speaks like this. He's not. And you've got to have that atheist ones and zero black and white scientific method be the basis of everything. Nothing else matters. That's it. So if you're going to have that, and it's religious, by the way, if you're going to have that, the only way forward is one general statement. We figure out the brain, the science of the brain. We figure out the meaning of life. It's crazy, isn't it? Naturalistic pantheism. Now, according to naturalistic pantheism, the meaning of life is to care and look after nature and the environment. That is the meaning of life. No, I would argue that is something you're just supposed to do. That's it. It's just something you're supposed to do. It's not the meaning of life. It's just living a good life, doing the right thing. But it's not the meaning of life. No, it's not even close. But what about postmodernism? Yeah, I said it. Postmodernism. Anything now. Anything resembling a meaning of life in a postmodernist term can only be understood within a social and linguistic framework. And it must be pursued as an escape from the power structures that are already embedded in all forms of speech and interaction. Yeah. It's kind of like free will. Right? You know, and you have, you know, determinism, right? Free will, right? Not having the man above you or around you and that kind of structure, that kind of framework. And getting rid of it because it is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's who you talk to, right?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's everything. That's crazy to me. It's very cold. And to think that somebody is going to, you know, look at me and say that, you know, the meaning of life is not having anybody control, and you need to get rid of it. We need to burn this thing down. That's crazy to me. How about logical positivism? Now, logical positivists, they ask, quote, what is the meaning of life? And then, of course, quote, what is the meaning in asking? Why would you do that? What's the purpose of asking that question? What is the meaning in asking the question in the first place? Right? They come back with, you break it down. And the reason why they're trying to be logical about this, and they're trying to make the question like a math equation, right? What is the meaning of life? Well, what is life? So you make life X. So what is the meaning of X? And if you can't label that, if you can't have objectives there, and if you can't define what life is, therefore life is nothing. So you're asking about the meaning of nothing. So what is the meaning of asking about nothing? Because if there are no objective values to X, then life is meaningless. And that's insane. Secular humanism, I'm gonna give you a quote here. Quote, secular humanism, it is the human personality that is the purpose of human beings' life, which humanism seeks to develop and fulfill. The question of the meaning of life should be, quote, what is the meaning of my life, end quote. See, now, by doing that, once again, make it complex. Don't make it simple. Don't make it 42. Jump right there and make it complex and force somebody to just go, wait a minute, the question is about myself? What is the meaning of my life? Man, I need the meaning of life. Oh, man, that's what I need to do here. There isn't anything general that you can give me, something that I can think about, something that I can pursue, right? I'm supposed to just sit back and think about my life? That's not an answer. Existentialism. Yeah. All right. Coffee. The meaning of life. I think that's my new commercial. Existentialism. According to existentialism, each person creates the meaning of their own life. There we go. Life is not determined by a supernatural God or another human being. No, it's you. I'm going to argue that all day long. How can that even be a possibility? Right? Now, a supernatural God, oh, man. You know, so whether we are talking about some fundamental foundation of a religion, Christianity, Islam, whatever you want to, Hinduism, whatever you want to just put a label on, you know, something like that, a supernatural God, that's on, do your thing. If that's what you want to do, go and do it. I have no issues with it. I really don't. But I, on the surface, the ideals behind it, you know, live a good life, you know? Okay. All right. But there is something I think underlying to all of this when it comes to the meaning of life. And I think it is supernatural. I do. And I'll tell you after the break. But another human being, that cannot be the meaning of life. That is something that can be argued. I'll give you my reasons why later. Theism. Theists hold the worldview that humans find their meaning and purpose for life in God's purpose in creating. That is the meaning of life, right there. The meaning of life is, why did God create us, created the universe. So that's it. That's your life's journey. That's the meaning of life right there. And that is not the meaning of life. That's a purpose. It's a purpose. That's a reason. If that's what you want to do and you want to pursue that, great. That's not the meaning of life. It's not. Pragmatism. Pragmatic philosophers say that practical, useful understanding of life is more important than searching for an impractical, abstract truth about life. You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Right there. Make it complex. Make it something that you can't even get to the end of the road with. Think about that. A useful understanding of life is more important than searching for an impractical, abstract truth about life. I mean, that just opens the door to mountains of discussion, years of discussion, without getting to the end or the answer of anything. That's what philosophers do. It's what religions do, right? And it's not the meaning of life. Not even close. All right. Nihilism. Yeah. Throwing a little Nietzsche again. Nihilism. Nihilism suggests that life is without objective meaning. Life has no meaning. That God is dead. That emptying the world, and especially human existence, of meaning, right? It's crazy. Emptying the world of purpose. Emptying the world of truth. Emptying the world of essential values. Right? After that, after you go and you do all of that, all of it exists, all of these intangibles, right? That after that, you'll have the meaning of life. When your head is clear, when you don't have to think about any of that stuff, where you don't have to think of meaning and purpose and truth and values and morals. I mean, you get rid of all of that. Your head is clear. You'll find out that the meaning of life is a four-car garage that's really clean and nice. I had a friend. I had a roommate. Smart guy, too. Real smart guy. And this is in the 80s. And he takes me over to, this guy's really smart, too. Takes me over to his dad's house. And he's house sitting. His dad is like on some kind of world tour for 3 months. He's seeing the world. He's going to all these different countries and stuff. And I think his dad was like an architect. If I remember correctly, an engineer of some kind, architect. You go to his house. And nice place. Mid-century, modern, clean. And, you know, going through, I'm like, man, is he married? Nope. Okay. This place is, like, organized. It's nice. It was a nice place. Kind of dug it, actually. And we were going over because he had a really nice swimming pool. And it was a hot summer day, so we were, which we did this a few times. And this is what happened. So, I'm absorbing. I'm digging the house. Digging it, man. Kind of like a Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Palm Springs kind of vibe going on. And it was nice. So I go in the living room. And I sit down on the couch, and on the, I can't remember which one it was, but on the coffee table stack of books, and top book is Nietzsche. Okay. Heard of Nietzsche? I was 21 at the time, 22, 21. What's that? Oh, man, my dad, he's a big Nietzsche guy. Oh, really? Who is Nietzsche? And he says, well, you know, my dad doesn't believe in anything. I said, what do you mean? In anything. Religion, life after death, ghosts. I said, what? What do you mean? He believes that life is just this. And I said, okay. Now, I don't want to say anything further because I don't want to expose who this person was or his father. But he said a couple of very, very specific things. And I stepped back and looked around the house, and I didn't dig it anymore. That this is how somebody lives, because I was digging the house. I was. He says to me that my father believes in things. So what do you mean? Having a nice car, having a nice house. This is why we are here. Having a great job. That's his religion. I said, that's his religion? That's a religion? And I wasn't digging it. It scared me. It freaked me out. And I never met his father. I had a few opportunities to. I didn't want to meet somebody that lived like that. Now, as I went through life, I found this time and time and time again. And I don't understand that worldview. How can that be the meaning of life? What is your goal while you are here? What is truly your goal? Right? Is it really just material things and not to care about others or anything else, to live this self-centered existence? Right? Maybe you're not breaking any laws, right? Maybe you're not mean. Okay, all right. That doesn't balance it out. It certainly doesn't. And I don't understand that lifestyle. I don't. The house freaked me out after that. The pool freaked me out. The diving board freaked me out. The garage freaked me out. Never seen anything like it. It was kind of cool. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Perfect timing. Because when we come back after this break, I will give you my meaning of life. We're going to do all of that when we come back. Stay with us. This is Fade to Black. Oh.
This is Jimmy Church of Fade to Black. Please visit all of our sponsors. We're taking a quick break here. All of the links are below. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Carson, also known as Forbidden Knowledge. I want to talk to you about a very special event coming up July 30th, 2023, the Forbidden Conscious Awards. We're going to honor people who have been contributing to the conscious community for decades. People that you know and love that have helped you get to higher levels of thought and consciousness and awareness. It's going to be a live in-person event, but seats are going to sell out very fast. You want to make sure you're there in person. And guess what? You can help vote for the winners. Voting is available on ForbiddenKnowledge.com. And the categories are going to be social media influence, podcast/radio host, TV host, actor, director, producer, entrepreneurs, health and wellness, philanthropists, authors, field researchers, archaeologists, space anomaly hunters, and of course, a lifetime achievement award. I'll be your keynote speaker that night at the Forbidden Conscious Awards. We have celebrity guests performing. We'll have a halftime show where we're actually going to perform music for you. And don't forget about the pre-event mixer, where if you buy a box seat, you'll be in the VIP section, and you also have private access to a VIP mixer with celebrity guests, shake hands, break bread, network, and then walk the red carpet with us and take amazing photos. It's going to be a night to remember. You don't want to forget this. Make sure you hurry up and get your tickets because they're selling out very fast. I want to see you there. Forbidden Conscious Awards 2023.
On Saturday, April 1st, that's right, April Fool's Day, 2023, I will be hosting the Parapod Festival at the Hyatt Regency right here in Valencia, California. It's a live one-day podcast awards. It's a film festival. It's a full-on media event. We're going to have sky watching. There's going to be a Lifetime Achievement Award presented to Linda Moulton Howe. Right now, you can submit your podcast, your film, your TV series, any of your paranormal media for consideration You can do all of that on the links below. For info and tickets, go to ParapodFilmFest.com. That's ParapodFilmFest.com. April 7th through the 14th, 2023, I'll be hosting and presenting on the Hidden Secrets Seminar at Sea Cruise. From Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera, I'm the navigator of the seas. That's right, up top, a giant water slide. You've got to check out the Navigator of the Seas. It's amazing. We've got Scott Walter, Adam Apollo, Nick Pope, Brad Olson, Vivian Chauvet, Jason Shirka, Robert Grant, Ruben Langdon, and another 12 amazing speakers and presenters. It's all simple to do. Just visit divinetravels.com/hiddensecrets2023. You know you want to go on a cruise with me. River Moon Coffee, makers of the Fade to Black blend. Truly the best coffee on planet Earth. Just visit rivermoonwellness.com or their Amazon store. It's all simple to do. You can check out the Fade to Black blend, the Game Changer blend, or any of their Black Moon Wellness products. It's the only coffee I drink. It is the best, and it's Doc. Again, rivermoonwellness.com. All right, welcome back, Fade to Black. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Tonight, the meaning of life. All right, so what is the meaning of life? It's love. Love is the meaning of life. It's simple. It's one word, love. Love is the meaning of life. If I go back through, which I will, and go through all of the points of everything that I just mentioned from different scientists and philosophers and religious leaders from around the world, none of them mention love. The pursuit of love is why we are here. That moment, right? That tingle. And once you feel it once and you know what it's all about, you can't get enough of it. You will continue to pursue it. That is the meaning of life. That's it. If you go and examine the idea that somebody has in the pursuit of love, they will list their accomplishments. Look, you know, go to any dating app, go to any dating website, take a look at the profiles. I've got a great job. I've got a great house. I'm nice. I like walks on the beach, right? Making yourself appealing so you can go and hopefully get that thing. Right. And so the list of stuff that I just presented to you, all of it is so you can find love. That's what everybody wants. I talked about Vladimir Putin. He wants love. He wants to be loved. He wants that feeling. Kim Fatty Fat. You know, that's all he wants. Right. It's everything else. It's the power. It's you know what drives everybody is love. The pursuit of it. And the list of things that somebody is going to present to you. I don't care if it's Aristotle, the Dalai Lama. It's love to them. But if they tell you, you go to anybody, any one of these guru, big brain thinkers that are going to give you a list of qualifications, the British government, right, of what the meaning of life is. If any of them, so guru, what's the meaning of life? Love. That's it? Really? I mean, I was thinking that. But really? It's that simple? It's that simple. But what about this? It's love. But I thought that my job, it's love. Okay, right. So by dropping that one word, their books, their thing, it's worthless. So they can't tell you that the meaning of life is love, because that negates their purpose, right? They can't do that. They've got to dangle that carrot out there. If they came at you with that one word, love, because it all makes sense then. It all makes sense. It's just like, wow. Really? I mean, the Beatles sang about it. Well, you weren't listening. That's it. That's it. You know, we go to the fundamental questions, the basic questions, the foundational questions on each one of them, right? What is the meaning of life? Love. Okay. Why are we here? Love. Right? Not some deep philosophical, existential, crazy, complex thing that is going to throw you off the scent. What is life all about? Love. Wow. Really? It seems so simple. Love. Yeah, love. What is the purpose of existence? Love. There is nothing like that feeling. There's simply nothing there. That is what drives all of us.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The pursuit to get back to that feeling. We've all done it when we were 10. Oh, yeah. Valentine's Day, right? And you've got your, you're in fourth grade. You got your paper bag of Valentine's that you filled out the night before with your mom. And you're going to hand out the Valentine's, but there's one special one in there, isn't there? Yeah, that's right. Love. You feel it once and that's it. That's it. You go back to my comments about my friend and the house, his dad's house that I went to, and you see this cold existence and you see this example there, right? And no matter how this father figure is going to project himself, and it's certainly on his son and a belief system and everything. I guarantee you, no matter what he has to say, oh man, the meaning of life is just having things, because after it's all over, he's lying. He's lying. He wants to feel love. Yeah. He must have, because he had his son, didn't he? Did he have a relationship? Yeah. Was he in love with his wife? Maybe they got divorced later. I don't know, but he felt the feeling, and he knows what it's about. So to say that this is what life is all about, right? Life is all about getting rid of the man to have purpose? No. No, it's love. With all of these deep, deep philosophical and scientific and theological takes on all of this, even the metaphysical. It's love is central and is the core to each one of those, I dare say, belief systems, and certainly a list of things to do. Love is right there. It's right in the middle of it. I talked about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. What if Deep thought that computer spit that out? And it wasn't 42, which is simple, right? But spit that out, love, right? It makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm not saying that Doug Adams missed the mark. He wrote his book, and he put 42 in there, and he forced us all to think and have conversations about this. But yeah. And so if we swing this back around to happiness, right? Now, the classic presentation of a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square thing. The idea of happiness. So if you find love, that brings happiness. It should. So that's why one is not the other. Happiness is not love. You can find happiness in working out. You can find happiness in writing a great screenplay. You can find happiness in so many different things, but that's not love. But if you find love, then you get your happiness. Is bliss love? No, bliss is not. Bliss is that internal thing that only you know about. Only you. Only you. You know, and some people will discuss bliss and will discuss what it is. And could bliss be love? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anything is possible. But what I am suggesting here is that most people don't talk about bliss because they haven't done it. And they don't want to hear from everybody. Well, why don't you just go and do that then? They don't want to hear that. What are you waiting for? I didn't know that about you. Why are you sitting on your hands? Life is short. Go and do it. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to reveal it because they don't want to hear it. Procrastination is a tough thing. I fight that. I fight that demon every single day. Man, I will put something off till tomorrow. Like, man, if I've got a fault, it's that, right? And we all do. And that's the problem with bliss, is procrastination. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next week. Definitely in 6 months, I'm going back to school. I'm going to go do this. I'm definitely going to. And the next thing you know, right? But that's why it can't be love. I'm gonna find love next week. I'm not, love is in my bliss box on the shelf and I'm not going to mess with. No. But you find love and you reveal your bliss, you're going to be around somebody that's going to go, dude, go. I am here for this is, man. You know, and that's why happiness and bliss can reveal itself with love. And that's why it's that classic square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square. It's exactly why that comes into play. And I know that a lot of you see exactly and hear exactly what I'm saying right now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Happiness would come out of that. And so therefore, happiness could be the meaning of life, right? If it comes out of love. But love is the basis of everything. You know, and when we take a hard look back and we discuss something like ontology, which is the science of being, that whole outlook, their whole manifesto, if you look at that and they stuck the word love in there, it would all make sense. For many, love is a self-centered thing, and I get that. I totally get it. I totally understand, right? I do. And so in the science of being, if that's what you want to do, if you want to be that self-centered and make love your ontological view, which is a word, by the way, that's fine. But it's love that will give you the meaning of life. And when we go back and look at something like Paul Wong's four-point system, I want to go over this one more time. Because now that you know that love is the meaning of life, when you listen to this, you understand why Paul Wong is wrong. He's completely off of the mark. He's not even close to being part of reality here. Because his four-point system, and this is something that is published, right? You need to choose a worthy purpose or a significant life goal. That is not the meaning of life. It's not even close. Love is the meaning of life. His second point, you need to have sufficient understanding of who you are. What does that even mean? What life demands of you? That's not love. And how you can play a significant role in life. No, he's just completely wrong. You and you alone are responsible for deciding what kind of life you want to live. Again, he is wrong. You will enjoy a deep sense of significance and satisfaction only when you have exercised your responsibility for self-determination and actively pursue a worthy life goal. He can't be farther off of the mark. He can't. So if Paul Wong, again, I'm going to say that it's just a load of crap, but this is his personal definition. That's it. When he lists, and it's so funny, for somebody with a deep philosophical view like Paul Wong, and you go, okay, so Paul, you're a psychiatrist, man, and I I'm having trouble understanding what's going on, and I really need the meaning of life. And if Paul turns to him and says, man, it's love. He doesn't have to say, man, the purpose of life, man, is to have a purpose. It's to have understanding. It's responsibility and enjoyment. You get through those four things, you're going to have the meaning of. You are not telling anybody anything. First off, anything that they don't already know. But you're sending them down the wrong path. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable. When we get into things like ethics and free will and making your own decisions, it doesn't make any sense to me. When you look at the legalists, and I listed all of this for a reason, but when you look at the legalists who literally believe that the purpose of life is a meaningless effort, even thinking about it, it just doesn't make any sense, right? That only practical knowledge is the meaning of life. They wouldn't have if it was all switched around, and you just can't do it because the belief systems are so ingrained. But if you wanted to jump in to the legalist community, the Confucianism community, right? The scientific community, and inject love into all of their conversations about the meaning of life, and they're going to come back and try to argue that, they can't. Because when you get into the scientific modality that understanding the brain is the meaning of life, and once we've got that figured out, all life answers are going to be there, it's simply an untruth. It's an untruth. And it's like saying that no scientist will ever be married or fall in love or have kids, which is what life is all about. It just doesn't make any sense, does it? I will stick to this. Love is the meaning of life. Now, with me, I mean, me personally, I'm not any different than all of you. I'm simply not. You know, I've had those few instances in my life. I could probably count them on one hand where, you know, you had that holy crap moment. And I was at a trade show, and I think it was in New York. It might have been Las Vegas. I'm at a trade show, and a group of people came up, and one of the guys I knew, and there was like five people. And this is deeply personal, but we've all had this experience, right? Where I get introduced. I make eye contact with this woman in this group, and it was just like that. Four-day convention, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? That was Thursday morning that happened. Ruined my convention. I couldn't think. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything for 4 days. Wap-bap. Right? Now, never saw her again. That's not suggesting anything, right? But that feeling, it's friggin' incredible. It was incredible. We hung out for 3-4 days and talked and ate and had dinner, and then boom, she flew back to Europe, and that was the end of it, right? But that feeling, that is what life is all about. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Are we the only species on this planet that does that? And I'm not so sure that is the case. I'm not so sure. I think dogs, not cats. Cats don't love. They don't give a crap. Dogs, I think, love. I think primates love. You can see that interaction in those groups. I think dolphins love. You know, and certain sea octopus, I think they love. I truly do. They know what that feeling is, and you can see it in primates. You can see it in dogs, right? And there is nothing worse, right, than getting separated from your dog, man. For whatever reason that goes down, it wrecks you, because that's love. That you want that feeling. You want that feeling. And you will go out and get a puppy the next day because you want that feeling back. You want that back. And that's what life is all about. It isn't about cars. Cars are nice. I love cars. It's not about watches. It's not about shoes or clothes or houses. All those things are nice. They make life, you know, pretty cool. But it's not the meaning of life. It's not the material things. The material things make life fun. They do. I like building models, and I am in the middle of this gnarly project right now. All right, I'll give you an example of material things that make you happy. I'm building an eighth scale 1966 Ford GT40, the one that won Le Mans. Okay. The gorgeous blue with the orange stripe. And if you ever look at the colors of the Fade to Black Company logo, those are the colors of the 1966 Gulf GT40 Ford. You see the movie, right? Ford versus Ferrari. That's the car I'm talking about. I'm building that model. And it's redunculous. It's a crazy build. It's a lot of fun. And yesterday, I was adding the shocks to the front suspension system, and I popped this. It's a very complex model, and it broke. had to write the company. I had to send them photographs of the shock. I did all of that last night at midnight and got a response back from the company today. But I was not happy. I was not happy, man. That's it's little things like that, those types of material things that make me happy. I like to build models. You ever come over to my house, you're going to see a lot of models. I got lots of car models. I got boxes and boxes. I've got cases of car models that I've built over the years that are in storage. I've got hundreds of them. I love building models. It's one of those things, but it's a material thing. It's not the meaning of life. It's something that makes me happy. Obviously, I love guitars. I love working on guitars, but they're just material things. It's not love. I don't get that feeling when I get a guitar. Oh, I don't get that feeling. Get a nice car model. Oh, I don't get that feeling. No. I want that feeling, and the only way is to live life, and that's the meaning of life, and to go and find it once again. It's great. It's what life is all about, and that is the meaning of life. So there you go. That's my show tonight. It's Not Love. That's a great song by Dokken, by the way. Cats do too love. No, they don't. No, they don't. Only a cat person will say that. I mean, they're in such denial. My cat loves me. My cat loves my your cat cannot wait for you to leave the house. Cannot wait for you to leave the house so they can do their thing. You come home and they're like, oh man, I gotta act like I love this. Oh geez. Man, that's a cat. Cat cannot wait for you to leave. If a cat loves you, how come you can leave the house for 3 days and they don't give a crap? You go on vacation, you leave out some cat food, make sure that the kitty litter box is clean. That's all they need. That's you to them. Cat. Is it Jessica's birthday? I saw that earlier. Happy birthday, Jessica. Very, very cool. What's Jessica, by the way? I just see Jessica. There's two Jessicas. So, well, happy birthday to both of you. Yeah, Kat. I was going to go through all of the chat room stuff, but I'm going to leave that with you tonight. And it was a very deep show. I think it's an honest show that in the end, I think that all of us have something to think about. Whatever your system of living is, you know, do your own thing. Whatever it is, I talk a lot about bliss and happiness. I do that a lot on this show. Go and do your thing. And whatever it is that inspires you, you know, go and do it. Absolutely go and do it. And think about all of the world views that I laid out today. And tell me that I'm not wrong. Just say, Jimmy, you're not wrong. Love is the meaning of life. This is Fade to Black. I am your host, Jimmy Church. Tomorrow night, right here, I have Daniel Haraway on the show. And we're going to talk about his new book, which is about his father that may have, we're going to find out tomorrow night, backwards engineered a spacecraft. That's right. That's tomorrow night right here on Fade to Black. Everybody have a great, safe, fun, and amazing weekend. Fade to Black is produced by Hilton J. Palm, Renee, Dennis, and Kevin. That's right. Who's next? I can't even remember who's next. Who's next? Who's next in my webmaster is Drew the Geek. Yeah, I got that part. This is Fade to Black. This broadcast is under copyright of 2023 by Fade to Black and the Game Changer Network, Inc. It cannot be rebroadcast, downloaded, copied, or used anywhere in the known universe without written permission from Fade to Black or the Game Changer Network. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Until tomorrow night with Daniel Haraway. I am out. Be safe. Go Beckley Tappy.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.